and it shall be done for you. And we all understand, if we understand the Scriptures at all, that there is a caveat to those statements, that if our desires are wicked or evil, that God will not oblige. But even more so, when we look back to the Psalm, when he says, "Delight yourselves in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart," I can't help but think that it is our nature that when we take delight in something, we will dwell on that thing. And as we dwell on that thing, we become to desire it even more. We become to delight in it even more, and on it goes. So in my mind, and I think it's fitting with the context of the psalm, the psalmist David is telling us to delight in the Lord so much so that the Lord will become the very desire of our hearts. And I think that's what the Lord wishes us to understand, that if we would delight in Him, and if we would desire Him with our whole heart, He is willing for Himself to be given unto us as a gift. Psalm 34 in verse 8 says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." Psalm 16 in verse 11 tells us that in your presence is the fullness of joy, and at your right hand is pleasures forevermore. God has so many wonderful things destined for those who love and cherish Him. And the psalmist and the other writers of the Psalms encourage us that God is our hope, God is our strength, and God should be our desire. The author C.S. Lewis tells us that he believes that God in the Psalms is the all-satisfying object of the writers. And I believe that's true, that God, and only God, can give us true satisfaction. But as we try to delight in the Lord, we find ourselves many times stricken with our sin, with the grief that can overwhelm us as we see how we struggle through this world. But we have to remember that God is not against us, but He is for us. And one of the strongest passages concerning that is Isaiah 53 in verse 6, where it says that we all have gone astray like sheep. We have all went our own way. But even then, God has laid the iniquity of us all upon Him. And He's speaking of His Son, who was more than willing to come to this earth and to die in our stead, that we might gain eternal life. So as we leave tonight, brothers and sisters, let us not be discouraged in this world. Let us not be overcome by the evil that we see around about us. But remember that God is for us. And if He is for us, no one can be against us. And that He works for us and with us to do His good pleasure. And if we will delight in Him, He Himself will be the desire of our hearts. And He will come and dwell with us. But if you're here tonight and you have not named Christ, we encourage you to look into the pleasures that the God has set before you, to find your love and your delight in Him. For He has done everything for you that you might have a home with Him, that He might dwell with you. When Jesus was on the cross, He cried out, "It is finished." The song we sing, "Believe, Obey, the Work is Done." You can rest in the work of Christ and find your satisfaction and all the hopes of glory in Jesus. Will you submit to Him tonight in baptism, confessing and repenting of your sins, calling on the name of Jesus as the Son of God? We stand to assist you as we stand and as we sing.